Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. Well, let me encourage you from this very powerful and beautiful scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Hallelujah. Apostle Paul is encouraging the church at Corinth, that reminding them of the scripture from Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4 and Isaiah chapter 65 and 17, that God has prepared beautiful things for His people. And if we can have that revelation of the awesomeness of God, the grace and the goodness of God, the entire Bible, from the book of Genesis down to the book of Revelation, is a story of restoration of a fallen man that had gone away from God, but now is being and restored because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. So, my dear brothers and sisters, it is of paramount importance that we realize that our God is good, He is gracious, He is loving, and He is desiring to bless you with every good thing. The Bible says in Isaiah 64:4, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what He hath prepared for him that waiteth for Him." Hallelujah. That's a beautiful promise. And in 65:17, I like what Isaiah writes in under the inspiration of the prophetic word. And he writes so beautifully there. And I will read it to you from the King James Version. Very beautiful. It says, Isaiah 65:17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "I go to heaven to prepare a place for you." Let me encourage you today. If you are downtrodden, depressed, disillusioned, discouraged in any form in your walk with God, let me encourage you. That you will have a perspective of heaven and of eternity in your mind this morning. And let me tell you, His love is powerful. His love is divine. He will never forsake you. He will never reject you. He will always embrace you because He careth for you. He has carved His image, your image, in the palm of His hand, and He will never forget you. Remind yourself of that, and also encourage someone who needs, you know, encouragement in this hour, in this season that they may be going through, that they will be renewed in the fellowship with God and turn to God and seek His face. And those who wait upon Him, they shall never be ashamed. That's what the scripture says. So I encourage you today, right? And be blessed in the presence of Jehovah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Abba, Father, we know that, Lord, your word is awesome. Your promises are glorious. Your promises in your word are yes and amen for everyone who believes. And Father, we believe today. We are called believers. And I pray that, Lord, we'll believe your word. We will live by your word. We will comprehend your word. We will, O Father, apply your word. And we will, O Father, wait on you. And we wait with you, O Father, to know that you are our Savior, our Deliverer, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Provider, our Protector. You are a God who prospers us in every area of our lives. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. The work that you have begun in our lives, you are more than able and faithful to complete it. And we want to say thank you. Lord, even today, if your people are going through difficult times, I pray that you will turn it around. As King David cried out and said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I pray, Abba, Father God, that even in the valley experiences of your people, you will be with them. You will comfort them. You will encourage them, O Father. You will be with them. You will make yourself known unto them. Your mighty act will be seen in their midst in the name of Jesus. And Father, that's what I pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. I pray as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, you will bless them abundantly. You will grant them favor with their management, with their clients, with their customers. You will lift them up, O Father God, and you'll keep them from the evil one. Above, Father, I pray that for the ones who may be sick in our midst, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Lord, because you have given us the authority to trample over snakes, over scorpions, and over every power of Satan. And your word promises that no evil or no harm will come near you. And we thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.